took the life of Flannery O'Connor. She wrote a lot of stories of a death named upon her. She once wrote a story about an old man from the South. He can make the Negroes work without giving him too much mouth. Up north to where the Negroes are feistier, and he had a neighbor who resembled Sidney Poitier. When that old man called him boy, the neighbor became mad. It was easily the worst day that old man had ever had. But Sidney made the old man up and some other such thing, I really can't recall that far back. Well, Loomis took a knife of Flannery O'Connor. She wrote a lot of books about death. Tales about those folks down in Lazy Town. Ain't seen a goddamn thing as slow as those folks shuffling around. The Lupus took the life of Flannery O'Connor. Took the life of Flannery O'Connor. She wrote a lot of books, and then death came upon her. Well, now Lupus took the life of Flannery O'Connor. She wrote a lot of books, and then death came upon her.
Thank you too much, New Jersey.
I fucked up one part too.
Good. Not me. So it's a keeper.
What did I say, Michael? Damn it! How bad was it off?
No worse than we ever play it.
That's a good point.
Dan, how's your hand?
Mike, don't worry about my hand. I'm worried about your voice, Mike.
Is that blister from your wedding ring?
You know what it is? Should I take it off?
No, never take it off.
Thank you.